Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Oh, yes, you can. I know you can. Right, Dan? This is Aaron and...
Still there?
Yeah, it's Aaron and Regina. We're talking to Dan from Missouri. Are you still with us, Dan? I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
What do you think about this fluoride issue?
Well, I've read some about it, and I would rather err on the side of caution. And there's more than enough evidence, it looks to me like, that we don't need to be adding it to our water.
Amen.
You're right.
That's what we say. If in doubt, leave it out.
Why not?
Right.
Well, look at how the GMO thing has changed in grocery stores. I mean, there has been enough people squawking about that you see non-GMO labels on a lot of products that you didn't see 2 or 3 years ago.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, they tried, at first they were trying to say that they needed to legislate that people had to do it, but the market helped these companies. They knew that if they put it on there, they could sell more of their stuff. So the market showed, you're right, what you're saying is people wanted it, so that's what happened. So you're right.
Enough people complain at the grocery store, then things change to a certain extent. But the question I had... And I apologize. You very well could have covered it completely. On a city the size of Dallas, that's where you were trying to get it eliminated, right?
That's right.
In a city that size, what were they spending a year on that fluoride? Just not that that's more important than the health. It's not. But I just wondered. You have a number on that?
Yeah, it's $1 million. It's $1 million.
$1 million a year. And for a city that size, that's not a whole lot for their whole budget compared to their budget, but that's still a good chunk of money that could have been used to do something positive.
I totally agree. That's exactly the way they went with it. Is their budget is like a couple billion, so it was almost like a chump change, but not to the people, not to the taxpayers, because. In another way, it could be put towards a lot of things, but it's in the water department fund. So, but still, the water department is over streets and sanitation, and we need repair in those areas. So it could be reallocated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the other hosts that you've got there on RBN, John Moore, he talked about fluoride here less than a week ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he talked about the fact that when it's in the water, and when an elevated amount of it's in the water, I understand there's a certain amount in there that's natural, that it causes the lead in solder joints and things of that nature to erode. I'm not using the right terms.
It leaches out.
And he was saying that that's more than likely... and I'm maybe off on my adjectives there. It's more than likely that's the reason these kids started coming up with lead in their bodies rather than chewing the paint off the windowsills.
You're right. No, that's true. No, he's right.
Is that pretty close to right?
You got it exactly right. And in some of the older areas in Dallas, we have some severe lead issues. And it's not anymore from paint because they're not doing it. It's from the leaching of the, and what this fluoride does is it makes everything stronger. That's why they use it in bomb making and a lot of things. It actually compounds the negative effects of the mercury or the lead or whatever it bonds with. So it's even worse than if it were just the lead alone. So it's serious. And we tried to tell them that because we have some old schools in the Dallas area and they still have the drinking fountains and things like that, and when they finally do test them, it's elevated, and it's been increasing every year, and there's no other source of it. It's just from the leaching from the fluoride. So
there's still probably some lead plumbing buried somewhere that it's working on.
And you know what? Most of the water meters have lead in them. So it's coming right through the water meter anyway. But
Yeah, amazing. So quite a few years ago, they took, you can still buy lead solder, but a lot of the solder now that's advocated or that's available is lead-free solder.
Okay.
That's how you would put together copper tubing, you know, with solder.
Mm-hmm. And, right.
But a lot of the faucets, the brass and the faucets, they have a certain percentage of lead in that brass. And I don't know why. Maybe it makes it flow better when they cast the parts. But, yeah. All right. Well, that's amazing. I live in a South Central Missouri, and we've got a town here. I live near a town where the water's fluoridated. I'm personally on well water. And they've been trying for years to get them to quit putting that garbage in the water. Would you mind giving out the website where we can pick up a lot of information, the best information on fluoride? Give it out again.
Well, yes. No problem. Aaron, you want to do it or you want me to?
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. Fluoride Alert. Fluoridealert.org. My website is Dallas for Safer Water. And it has a lot of information on it. But the reason I direct people to the national website is because they have the largest database on fluoride and all the resources that are connected to it. And they're doing a wonderful job. And you'll be very happy, I can tell you, too, about what I was going to say on here, is there's a lawsuit against the EPA that's moving forward right now. A few years ago, back in 2016, there was a citizen's petition to the EPA to ban fluoride in water, okay, and because of the negative effects. Well, the EPA just ignored the citizen petition, and once they do that, they had 90 days to comply or deny, and they denied it, which then made it possible to sue the EPA. So the lawsuit was started in 2016, and in 2017, December, the judge heard it, and the EPA was trying to get it dismissed. But this judge, and it was in Sacramento, in California, it's the Ninth Circuit judge, he said, no, we're going to move this forward. And so the actual trial is going to be in August 2019, and they're going to have 2 weeks to present all the information, and this will be our opportunity. Because up until now, Dan, the way they win is because we never are able to show the truth, you know, and have debates and have
scientists. You can't get them in the corner, can you?
Right, because media doesn't help you, and, you know, but the fact that this is a lawsuit, we can bring all our experts forward, and the truth will come out. And this very, very well, it'll be a national ban of fluoride in the water because it's poison. You know, they started, you know, poison, that's what they use for rat poison, you know.
I was going to ask you if it's the same type of fluoride that they used in rat poison.
Totally, yes. It's a class 6 poison. And it melts right through concrete and glass. It's so corrosive. It's horrible. And what the problem is when it goes in your body, it helps, like aluminum. It bonds with aluminum and goes to your brain. So it's very negative for the whole Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That there's a connection for all these things. So, and then only 50% of it leaves your body. So it's cumulative. So it goes in your bones, and it causes osteoporosis and all these other things. And what I say to the city council and what we try to say is, we have a sick country. I mean, we have some of the highest rates of many problems in our country. It's coming from something. And if you know it's a poison and you're putting it in the water, it's just insane to continue something like this. When if people want to put it on their teeth, you brush your teeth with a fluoridated toothpaste. you know? Ingesting it makes no sense at all. They actually have
no
taste.
They warn you on the toothpaste tube. If you ingest more than what you would normally use to brush your teeth, you got to get a hold of the Center for Disease Control immediately, right?
That's true. And you know what the size they're talking about? It's a pea size, the size of an English little pea. And that's not what people
show you
put
on TV with that inch-long ribbon that folds back.
Yeah. It looks like Dairy Queen or something, yeah, with a little point on the top. Yeah, no. It's a little point is all you should be using, right? And so, and then with children, I mean, children don't have a good spitting out, you know, system there when they're little, and they're swallowing this stuff from a young age, and it's horrible. It's criminal. You know, Erin Brockovich, I don't know if you know who she is, but they made a movie about her because you know who Erin Brockovich is, yeah.
Yeah,
so
big scandal. They made the movie with her, yeah.
It was one of the biggest lawsuits that paid out, and it was a water issue. So she's always been involved with water. Well, recently in Dallas, the North Texas area, there's other problems with the water. That's why my website is Dallas for Safer Water, not Safe Water, because, you know, the chloramines and a lot of other things they put in the water aren't really good for you either. So there was a problem in Dallas, and she came to Dallas, and then the question was brought up, what do you think about fluoridation? And she said, it's criminal. Bottom line, it's criminal. There's no good use for it putting it in the water. It's horrible. It doesn't help anybody. And, you know, Dan, this is what I say, too. How many people, you know, because the effect of this supposedly is when the teeth are forming, right? But how much of our population is 18 or 21 or 50 or 60 or they have dentures, right? So,
yep.
I mean, it's like it's not at all helping any of those, even if their theory was that it's helping these people as their teeth are forming until 8, 10, 12 years old. It's insane. And that it's gone
right
on this long.
If it did help, yeah.
Exactly. So it's, we just keep fighting and, you know, with the internet and with people, you know, Facebook and all these videos. And by the way, on my website, you'll see, it's called Fluoride Poison on Tap. And it's a really great documentary that shows the history. If anyone else is listening on here that doesn't know the history of the whole fluoridation program, it's a really good documentary done by Paul Wittenberger. And he came to Dallas, and Dallas is a little bit featured in it towards the end. But we have a lot of tools now. That's what Erin was saying. It's like you, Dan. It seems like, how did you know about fluoride?
I've been kind of having my ear to the ground. I've been listening to RBN for about the last 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
And it does pop up occasionally, you know, from other hosts. And I found out it was in rat poison, and I really started looking into it.
It that meant something to you, right?
Rat poison.
Yeah. Crazyville. I mean, it really is. I think it only has a shelf life anymore of a year or two, I think. After this lawsuit comes out and just the way life is going, I'm pretty sure we're reaching critical mass, I think. I'm hoping that it comes to the point where, I sued the Dallas City Council. Personally, I sued them after they voted. Because, see, you were asking about the cost, right? Well, they get a three-year contract for this poison that they put in the water, and the council has to sign off to allocate the money for it, right? So I knew that was coming up for a vote, and so we had been telling them all this stuff. Well, they were not ignorant, because we had scientists and doctors and dentists and everybody come and testify and talk to them during our 3 minutes, right? And so when they voted, 13 of them voted to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid. So a month later, I actually went down and I did it pro se, and I sued them. Is that music? Oh, I thought it was music starting.
That's me clapping for Regina because she's so brave.
You were clapping.
I love
because I had a sound idea. It really was. I was saying that, see, Dallas sells their water to 25 cities. I mean, it's like 2 million people get the water, and that's our only source of potable water, right? So it's a burden that they're putting on me that I have to go avoid it by buying bottled water. So in this lowest court there, it's what was it called, JP Court, and I sued them for the $10,000 for getting a whole house filtration system, you know? I mean, I had to have something to put in there because it's an administrative decision, okay, that they could say no. They're not forced to say yes, and they could say no, but they voted yes. So they personally are responsible for having the fluoride in the water, because if they didn't allocate the money, it would have gone back to the city manager, and then they would have had to figure out why are they not voting for it and to open it up for discussion, see? But they chickened out, and they just did.
The company that was providing the fluoride, do you think they could have got to the council members and said, look, you know, we've had this relationship for all these years, and we really count on your business. And do you think anything like that's going on behind closed doors?
I do. I do, because they actually, in their journal, one of their little magazines, it said, and I have it, it said, we went to the back door. They went to this, because they would have access to them, and they probably said, look, and you don't want to do this. You know, it'll look bad that you're not trying to help the poverty areas, and it's
good
safe,
Lord.
It's safe. Don't worry about it. I know. And I think what it's a bigger issue, because the county is, they're connected with Health and Human Services, and I'm pretty sure they have agreements that they're going to follow these health initiatives, and they don't want to be the city that doesn't follow the health initiatives, because this was decided way back, you know, 40 years ago, that this is one of the greatest health achievements in the 20th century.
Oh.
But what I keep saying to them, this is the 21st century. Science evolves, and you need to realize it's dangerous and wrong, and it's not effective. So my lawsuit, what ended up happening was the judge was young. She and I know we had them on it, because they didn't even have governmental immunity, because it was an administrative issue. And so she didn't know what to do. She didn't make a decision right then and there. And then it came in the mail that it was dismissed, because it was dismissed with prejudice. So that means I couldn't bring it up again. So,
I
didn't want to go to the next court, because I didn't want to screw it up. For one thing, it was going to be a whole lot more money to do it. But also, I didn't want to set a precedent. See, in JP Court, if we had won, basically what I wanted, not the $10,000, but I wanted them to be forced to show the documents, because they're supposed to, on every shipment, show that has gone through the rigors of the 20 toxicological tests that it's supposed to go through, and they don't do that anymore. They just stamp it NSF approved, 60 approved. They don't go through all that. And I was going to force them to show that they don't have the documentation, that they're doing the good, you know, study on it before they put it in the water. So, anyways, yeah, I know. But this lawsuit that is being done against the EPA is very likely. I mean, everything's on our side, and the judge is on our side, too, because EPA keeps wanting the judge to dismiss it, just like this young girl judge got chicken, I'm sure. Here comes the city of Dallas. I'm suing these council members, and I think she couldn't, you know, she just listened to them. And so, that's not going to happen.
Who would probably cover that court procedure is our team. RT,
yeah.
Russia Today Television.
That's
because
right,
they
yeah.
handle stuff that regular media, and I'm not a big fan of that, but, I mean, they come up with some pretty good information.
No, you're right. They actually did one on fluoride one time, I remember. I have it somewhere
they
on my website.
Cover that court proceedings. That could be, that could get that information out to a lot of people. They seem to
good
like
idea.
That.
Good idea.
That
we'll
is a great idea.
Get in touch with RT. Thanks for calling tonight, Dan. We really enjoyed talking
pleasure,
with
ladies.
You. And
go.
Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be
bye
right
bye.
Back.
Welcome to the Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Media Network with Aaron, your host, and guest Regina Imbergia. We've got 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that's what she called her group, Activists for Truth and Liberty. And we really appreciate Regina. And after the halfway mark, the 10:30, we're going to play an important clip from yesterday when Regina went to City Hall. And she's got a really great announcement that she shared with the mayor. And in the meantime, we do have Russ for a couple of minutes here. He's calling in from Ohio, so we'll take Russ's call quick. And how you doing tonight, Russ?
Pretty good. How are you ladies doing?
Oh, we can't complain. We're not in jail.
Yeah, I hear that. I just wanted to say that these government agencies are really corporations. That's why you only get 2 or 3 minutes to speak. They just pretend to be government agencies when they're really corporations. And you can look up Dun & Bradstreet, you can look up Dallas or any city or town, and you'll find their corporations. And that's why it's so difficult to do anything with them. They just want you to have your say, then go away, is their motto.
Have your say and go away. I think
and
you're
you
right about that,
you can find more information
Russ.
On the anticorruptionsociety.com. It's run by Al Whitney on RBN.
Okay, yeah, we'll check that out. Thanks, Russ. And I remember, Regina, you were talking about boiling water. People think they can take it out of their water by boiling it. Can you tell us about that?
Well, some things like chlorine will dissipate, but fluoride will actually concentrate. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to mention a couple things about people and avoiding the fluoride, if you know, things that you need to think about. And that would be, like, for an example, you're going to be making tea and you put the water on to boil and it reduces, and then you throw your tea bag in there. Well, you now have a heavier concentration of the fluoride, plus tea already has a lot of fluoride in it. The tea plant absorbs a lot of fluoride from the soil, and a lot of tea is grown in areas of high fluoride. So that's something that just naturally has a lot of fluoride. So you got to be careful of several things. Pesticides, a lot of them are fluoride-based, and especially on grapes and raisins. And there's on my website, Melissa Galco, her name was Gilbert before, but she's married now. She wrote a book, and it's right on the home page. You'll see if you scroll down. A lot of people that have animals, dogs, they know that they're not supposed to feed raisins to dogs because it could kill them. Well, the idea of raisins and killing dogs didn't really become an issue until the mid-'80s, okay? And that's when they started using the pesticide, I think it's called cryolite, that they put on grapes. And then, of course, raisins are dehydrated, so you have a higher concentration of the poison. So if anyone's eating raisins, be sure to get organic raisins that haven't used that type of spray. And actually, people know that grape juice and anything made with grapes tends to have a lot more fluoride. So you can look up and see what are the things to avoid. But tea is very big. And then I know it too is bones, chicken bones, because like I said before, fluoride concentrates in different parts of your body, and the bones are one of the main places, and they stay in there. And that's why you got to be careful with the bones, because so that's why dogs should actually, they get a lot of fluoride from the bones. So anyways, but thank you for bringing that up, Erin, for
and
me
it's
to mention that.
It's calcifying our pineal glands too, right?
That's right. It does. And that's what it does when it goes to the bones. It calcifies your bones too. So yes, it's the thyroid gland, and it's an endocrine disruptor. And every part of your body uses enzymes, okay? You need enzymes in all parts of your body to have your body work, okay? And it interrupts that enzyme function of all your body. So it's hurting its many parts of your body. It's poison. It's terrible. There is nothing good to say about it. You know, a lot of things in life, when you want to talk about, you got to be fair, and you want to say, well, but it does this or it does that. Even the fact that they believe that it helped with tooth decay, in 1999, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they even said and stated that it's topical. They found that ingesting it does nothing really for your teeth. It's topical, if anything. And it only helps maybe like reduce your cavities by maybe one. I mean, it's a very small amount, one surface. So it's actually brushing your teeth. So Dr. Kennedy, and if you go to the website again, you go to either Fluoride Action Network, or it's called fluoridealert.org, they will say the best thing for preventing cavities is hygiene, brushing your teeth, flossing your teeth, getting the bugs off your teeth, and not eating as much sugar. You know, it's diet. It's diet and hygiene. It's not fluoride.
Right, that seems logical to me. When we come back, we're going to hear the 3-minute clip from Regina talking to the mayor in Dallas at City Hall.
Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're going to redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
course. Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We're really glad you're joining us tonight to learn all about fluoride and the poison in our tap water. Remember that movie by Paul Wittenberger, Fluoride Poison on Tap? It's a great one to hand to the dentists and anyone else who doesn't know about this issue already. I've got Amos 5:15, hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. And next, we're going to talk about what's going on here locally in Texas. We have a pastor here named Stefan Broden. He's very outspoken. He talks about the abortion issue, and he's been on that front for 25 years probably, very outspoken. He put a billboard up here that says the most dangerous place in America is for African Americans is in their mother's womb. And this fluoride issue affects minorities a lot worse than it does the rest of us. And Regina went yesterday and she spoke to City Hall. Is there anything you want to say before we roll this clip, Regina?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory. Pretend you're the mayor and listening to it.
Oh, good. Okay, we'll roll this clip. And keep in mind, Pastor Stefan Broden had a big part to play in this clip that she's talking about here.
Good morning, Mayor. I'm Regina Imbersia, and I'm in the 14th District. Hi. And this summer at the Republican State Convention in San Antonio, delegates approved the inclusion of the following item by a majority of 80%. This was 6,000 delegates that voted, representing many more citizens. And this is what was added to the Texas Republican platform. Ban fluoridation, additives, and the Texas public water supplies. A resolution to recognize that the current fluoridation of public drinking water supplies is dangerous, harmful, careless, and unethical. And that the addition of fluoridation is expensive, ineffective, and should be banned in the great state of Texas. Whereas fluoride is medically not to be ingested, toothpaste gives warnings to not ingest, and if ingested, call poison control. Whereas the fluoride used to fluoridate the public drinking supply comes from the waste of the phosphorus industry, it is a hazardous Class 8 corrosive and secondary Class 6 poison. Whereas this waste product that is added to the municipal water supply as the fluoride additive is called fluorosilicic acid, which is not a pharmaceutical grade fluoride. Whereas the added fluoride does not treat the water in any form or fashion. Whereas fluoride is not an essential nutrient and is not a required component for human growth and development. Whereas 97% of Western European countries do not add a drop of fluoride to their water supply. Whereas fluoridated countries do not have less fluoride tooth decay than non-fluoridated countries. Whereas fluoridation is a violation of the individual's right to informed consent to medication. Whereas fluoride is an endocrine disruptor and can affect many parts of the bodies like bones, brain, the thyroid gland, the pineal gland, and blood sugar levels. Whereas fluoride is recognized as one of 12 industrial chemicals known to cause a developmental neurotoxicity in human beings. Whereas the CDC says that over 40% of American teenagers show visible signs of fluoride overexposure. Whereas fluoridation, it is a one-dose-fits-all level, is unacceptable. Whereas the public drinking water should not be a delivery system for any medication. Therefore, be it resolved, the Republican Party of Texas supports banning the fluoridation of the Texas water supply. So, for as far as I've been coming for 5 years, we've had no city council meetings, open meetings, and it's time for this, for the media and for this council to stop thinking that opposing fluoridation is a fringe issue.
Thank you.
80% voted.
Thank you.
Soraya Colley.
Wow. There you go.
Yes, so Aaron, you know, you were, Pastor Broden had you know, a lot to do with this, because if anyone has ever helped to work in the Republican or Democrat Party to build their platform, which they've been doing this since the 1800s, having the platform developed for what their party stands for, it starts at the local level, the precinct level. It has to go through all the district, the county, and all that up to the state level. And then it's read at the state level, and Pastor Broden is the one that brought it forward at the state convention in San Antonio in June of this year. So thanks to Pastor Broden for being the mouthpiece and willing to stand up, because Aaron is right. Minorities are exponentially affected negatively by the fluoride in the water, and he's a wonderful, godly man standing up for the truth. And as this, so for 2 years, this is in the Republican Party platform. So this actually would help to give cover to any of the elected officials that 80% of the delegates voted to ban fluoridation in the state of Texas. And these delegates represent a lot more people, because they're our representative as they're moving forward. So anyways, it's a very big, wonderful thing that just happened. And the city council was on vacation, and so I brought this forward to them to let them know what's going on. And we'll see if that has any effect. All of the things we do are just attempts to find the way that's going to trigger them to actually take some action. So we're praying.
Praise God, hallelujah, and we'll keep on praying. And we thank you for planting those seeds, because I don't think Pastor Broden felt so strongly about it until you and I brought it to his attention and, you know, pounded it in there.
Well, that's what it takes. You're right, yeah. Aaron. It takes, you know, showing it to the people. It's like these, there's so many of these dentists and doctors now that have turned away from it, but it didn't happen the first time that someone mentioned it to them. It was the going back and mentioning it and showing it to them and showing them one more new thing. And I do believe that some of the people on the city council are getting to the point. They're not brave enough to actually initiate something, but I have heard four of them have said, well, when it comes up for a vote again, they're going to vote no. Okay? At any time, that's good. That's really good. But it's another year until it comes up for a contract renewal, you know? And they could do it now. They could just decide now, let's put a moratorium. And I've even said to them, just put a stop on it, and then let the pro-fluoride people come before the city of Dallas and come and explain, or you explain, why it should start again, you know? Let's stop it, like Dan said. It's a good idea. Why don't we stop it and then make sure that it's okay before we turn it back on again? You know, if it's so good, they should have enough evidence to convince the 72% of the people that want it stopped, or the 80% of the people that voted for the Republican convention, you know?
Right. So, if in doubt, leave it out.
Amen. That's right.
And country, wasn't it Israel that stopped fluoridating their water?
Yes. And that's 7 million people. And they, their health minister, she had known about fluoride. And when she was elected, she banned it for the whole country, 7 Praise million God. People. That's really good. It was contested, and I never got the answer because, you know, they're only in office for a while. When the next people came in, they were talking about reinstating it, but I don't think they did. So, but there's been wins, you know. Actually, San Marcos, Texas, and that's what I was going to mention to the people listening. Like I say, in the smaller areas, you have a better opportunity to get it stopped because you can get it on the ballot. So in San Marcos, Texas, that was only like 2 years ago, and it was like a vote of 64% of the people said to stop fluoridation. Up in Oregon, they've been trying, this never been fluoridated, and they've been trying to get them to fluoridate. They put a lot of money into it. And, again, this is the second time they had a big push up there, but the people, again, I don't know why, it's 64% of the people up there said no. And you know where else, too? Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I brought this up to the Dallas Council because they had a very similar situation with us. They have about a million and a million point five people, something like that. So it's a little less than us, but they had the same amount of raw fluoride in their raw water. It was 0.5 parts per million. So it was a comparable issue to tell them that in 2011, they stopped fluoridation. And so when I was fighting this in 2014, I said, go there, see what happened. Did anything happen to their cavities, right? And so that's a big city to stop it. And, did not start it back up again. So, there's a lot of hope. I think people, and just keep praying. Oh, actually, when you go to the website, my website, Dallas for Safer Water, very close to the top, there's a petition. We have over 2,000 people on the petition, and that petition goes directly to the mayor. I know people a lot of times don't like signing things or putting their name on things, but the bulk of the people that signed it, they were coming in like 500 in a week, and that should have had a big impact on them. At the time, it was new in our, in our fight, but it all adds up, and I'm sure they're knowing that it's they're on shaky ice or whatever it's called, thin ice.
Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of listeners tonight from Oregon, and that explains why they're so smart.
There you go. That's
there
right.
There you go. Thanks for tuning in, Oregon. The fluorine molecule is the primary molecule in SSRIs, and that'd be like Prozac and all those drugs that these kids that are taking these antidepressants and shooting up schools. And we don't need gun control. We need fluorine and the fluorine molecule and the SSRI control.
That's right. I like that. That's really true. And people, be careful, because a lot of drugs have fluoride in them, like Cipro, a lot of the antibiotics, there are fluorides in a lot of things, and more all the time. It's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. We have another caller, Karen from Maryland. Hi, Karen.
Hi, dear. Good evening. Is it all right if I take you off topic? You want to hear the question, then tell me whether or not you're willing to discuss it, or I should call back another time or call another show?
Go for it.
Okay, good attitude. Okay. My question actually concerns the use of cell phones, okay? And my question for you is, maybe you'll be the first ones on RBN to get this question. Let's say the smartphones, the touchscreen phones, use GPS coordinates. And I think that even if it's a disabled part of the phone, it's still capable of doing that. Okay, so you've got the touchscreen phones, and thank God we still have the option of flip phones. Okay, I went 2 days without a phone once because I had to have a flip phone. So anyway, my question is, is it possible, you might have to be police to do this, you might have to be EMS to do this, you might have to be a first responder, but nonetheless, let me just go ahead and ask, is it possible that if you don't have somebody's phone number and you want somebody's phone number, you see somebody that you've been, let's just say that you've been stalking them for like 6 months, okay, and you see them, you spot them, and they're at a particular location, you just know exactly where it is that they're standing or exactly where their vehicle is, and they're sitting there using their phone. The question is, can you make a note of a date and time, okay, that is going on, and then, like, go back to that own location with your cell phone and then make a note of the GPS coordinates? Is it possible to go back and trace their call so that you can somehow get their phone number just from where they were using their cell phone? Do you understand the question?
Yeah. Have you seen that movie yet by, it's called Edward Snowden? Edward Snowden was an NSA whistleblower, and he basically, have you seen that one yet?
No, and I to be honest with you, I wasn't planning on it, but please go ahead and continue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Regina and I watched that, and it is phenomenal what they can do with these cell phones. There's absolutely no privacy whatsoever left in this country. And I hate to say that, because, you know, everybody loves their privacy. I know I do. But I just don't believe there's any left. I mean, we even had General Petraeus. His emails or cell phones were hacked, and he's a bigwig up there in the government. So I don't expect any privacy anymore. I don't know about you, Regina.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Are you saying then that you
know that can be done, that somebody's cell phone number can be obtained just from the date, time, and location that they were using their phone? Are you suggesting that it can be obtained, or what are you telling me by responding that way?
I believe they can. I believe they can find out whatever they want, whenever they want.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Okay, good answer. Thank you.
I'm really sorry to deliver the bad news. Thanks for calling, Karen.
Okay, cool.
Regina, you have one of these stickers, I think, on your cell phone that kind of helps a little bit with radiation, right?
Yeah,
I do. It's an amazing technology that a lot of people will have stickers or some sort of a plate put on their phone or a guard in some way to help eliminate some of the, what are they called, EM, whatever.
Yep.
You know what they're talking about. Yeah. But this particular one actually converts the actual negative energy into a more positive energy.
Interesting.
SaferCellPhones.com. People can go there and look it up.
Cool.
We have a
prisoner that we advocate for. He's on death row, and I think this country has completely forgotten about what reasonable doubt means, probably because they have too much fluoride in their water. We need to educate the public, and we need to boost up these IQ levels across our country because our juries are just throwing people in prison for decades on decades, left and right. And he's looking right now for records on ping locations so that he can prove his innocence. And I think the Sprint records, they're going back 7 years. I'm not really familiar with it, but, yeah, I believe they can track us. And I believe those cell phones are giving people brain cancer. It's just terrible. But we want to thank you so much, Regina. Is there anything else you want to mention about the fluoride issue tonight?
No, I don't think so. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate this Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm going to support them. It's very important that we have these opportunities because we have to make our opportunities, and we've got to share the data and the things that we know, and don't give up, and you just have to keep trying, right, Aaron? You just got to keep trying and just, shout the truth and let the victory be to God, right? Because we just got to do our part. All we have to do is be faithful to do our part and try to avoid it, help your family to avoid it, especially pregnant women. It's very, very important for the babies and for infants to have zero fluoride. So it's very important to not just be blind and think everything's okay, but to look into it.
I think you've been very helpful sharing your tips, tricks, tools, and strategies to make changes in this unhealthy world that we're living in. And we appreciate the way you've laid out how you went about going into City Hall. Even though we know they're a corporation, we have to keep on keeping on. We're the watchmen on the wall. We have to educate people because there's still hope, and maybe we'll make some changes. We'll time will tell on that.
That's right, Aaron. That's right. I totally thank you and Rudy for all that you do. And
Going back to the start of this broadcast, it was funny when you jogged my memory about hosting your Activists for Truth and Liberty meetings Monday nights, and Rudy brought in that presentation on Obama's birth certificate, and that's not over until the fat lady sings. And you and I both saw Rudy, and we knew that he would be great at doing presentations. I don't know if that was 5-6 years ago. And I want to thank you again for that platform, for all those different truth tellers, because, you know, if it wasn't for that platform, we might not be on this platform tonight. And we really appreciate that, and we really appreciate all our guests and all our listeners tuning in tonight to learn, and we hope they pass on the information to all their loved ones, especially pregnant moms. You know, we don't want the babies coming out with low IQs. We need higher IQs in this country because we got to make America great again and bring them back to God.
Right.
And that pineal gland is a real, I believe it's a connection to God that they're trying to calcify, and it's a satanic a plan to keep us away from God. I'm sure that Satan has his little finger in that fluoride thing, and we got to keep talking about these SSRIs that have the fluorine in them, that molecule setting everybody off, and it's just terrible. But I've got another scripture here I'd like to end the show with. It's Ephesians 6, 11 to 21. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Tomorrow night, we're going to be talking to Bob Smiley from FIJA. That's FIJA.org. Fully Informed Jury Association. It's the last line of peaceful defense between a tyrannical government, which we have, and the defendant. Thanks again for tuning in. If you have any questions for Bob Smiley tomorrow night, write down the 800 number, 313-9443. I'm sure Bob can answer any questions you have on the topic of jury nullification. He's a neighbor of mine. I love my neighbor. We got to love our neighbors as ourselves. And the truth hurts sometimes, but we got to claim the truth. I've got all kinds of scripture about the truth here tonight. I hope I've shared some of it with you, and you go ahead and share the truth with everyone you can, because there's so many lies in this world, and we got to get down to the truth. Thank you very much, board operators, and thank you, Thomas Lacovera Stewart and Lori Anderson. We really appreciate it. I hope you guys caught the show last night with Lori Ann. She was able to tell us how to deal with your family in prison. Catch that from last night if you can, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Thank you, Aaron. Bye.
Bye.
Of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free. Oh, 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 oh,
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.